Hello, everyone, and welcome to the morning ride with Christopher and Nathaniel. Yeah.
Nathaniel.
It's a T instead of an N, you know. Because, you know, I gotta have some interesting name that sounds weird, but you can't really do that with my name, so.
Yeah, your name is lame.
Yeah, I know.
So is mine. Mine is
no, because you can say Christopher.
Christopher?
Christopher.
But no one ever calls me that except for you because you're fucking weird.
Yeah, I know. I know your real name's Christian, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I'm named after a religion, which is really lame.
Right, too bad. I don't know what I'm named after.
You're named after, like a lig? What? Like a log stick. A tate. It's like some kind of, like, piece of wood. I don't know.
Okay. Cool.
just some kind of random-ass definition that it came up in my head.
Yeah,
anyways, welcome back to the morning ride. It is...
Oh, that's real fun. How about
what
we
the
not
hell?
Do that? Thanks, phone. Real appreciate it.
I need to, like, turn on the heat... The seat warmer.
The ass warmer.
Because I am cold. It is
47 degrees outside. And it is mostly cloudy. A high of 60 and a low of 30-something.
It was like 39.
39?
Yeah.
Alright.
So it's still pretty much depressing like it was yesterday. But, I mean, you can see the sun, but...
I love how your version depressing and my version depressing are completely two different things. See, this is my ideal weather right here, and you're just like, I'm fed.
Well, it's cold. If I don't have the sun shining on me while it's cold, then I'm sad.
Okay, but the sun's out. Like, you can visibly see it.
Well, the sun isn't providing me UV rays for heat.
Sounds like a you problem now, doesn't it?
Well, maybe I am a me problem.
That would also make sense. Do you want to have another talk about names today?
Huh?
Do you want to have another talk about names today?
What kind of names?
I don't know, what we were doing before we started the podcast.
Oh, like a while back when we
yes.
came up with that fucking weird
yes.
name.
Yeah.
Actually, let's start off with this. If you were to have kids, what would you name them?
Dude, I don't know. I've thought about this for a while. I can come up with a bunch of, like, really good girl names, but boy names? Nah, that's not happening.
See, if I had a son and a daughter, I would name the son Artyom, and I would name the daughter Anastasia. Because then...
I think we already went over this.
Because then with my son, you know, he has an American name where you can call him Tom. But in Russian, you know, all my family and shit like that would be like, Artyom, where is the cabbage? And with Anastasia, first off, you can say Anastasia, but you can also say Anna. If you're too lazy to say her full name, because I don't know why you'd be too lazy to pronounce a full name, but, you know, it's still easy to say in Russian. Both in Russian and English.
it's easy to say Rush-English.
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 It's where you
it's like Spanglish, but, you know, Russian.
It's where you go from, like, Russian to the English. Anastasia. No.
Anastasia.
Anastasia.
Anastasia. I don't know. It sounds like a disease.
Anastasia.
Anastasia. It's like schizophrenia, but worse.
It's a state of where your brain just can't control self-control. You lose all executive function in the prefrontal cortex.
Hey, I've got executive functioning disorder, so I have Anastasia. Excuse you, sir. I don't know.
I had eggs this morning.
Oh, nice. So did I.
So I'm gonna, like, vomit.
Please, let's vomit on me, then therefore I can vomit, and we can both claim sick. We don't have to go to school.
Your mom's gonna be like, what the hell happened in the car today?
See, we were talking about, like, executive functioning disorder on steroids and gave it a name, Anastasia, and then all of a sudden Chris vomited in my car, and it was a good time.
Chris vomited at the pure the revulsion of...
Eggs.
Eggs.
Eggs. Oof.
My brain isn't...
Do you know that O-E-U-F, pronounced oof, also means eggs in French?
O-E-I-I. I don't know.
You need to stop. You just need to stop.
I don't know how that song goes.
I'd rather not. I know how it goes, so I'm just going to keep that knowledge to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look, garage door guys.
Garage door guys, yeah.
That's all they do.
Thank you, garage. This video is sponsored by garage door guys. They come and fix your garage door. If you live in PV, then yeah, come call the garage door guys if you're having trouble with your garage door.
Dude, this place has, like, every service that you would want.
I know. That's why we call PV our own little bubble.
It's just like, is your garage door making really loud squeaky sounds? Call the garage door, guys. They've got their own special truck with two staples on the back.
You know what you gotta do? You know what you gotta do? If you ever got a leak in a window, flex tape! There you go! Just go down to your local Ace and get some!
Like there's actual like flex tape trucks that exist around here, and they only exist here in PV.
Dude, I would love that. All right, back to names because we're off track. I don't know though. Like as far as naming people, I don't know. I always liked the name Crystal, but I wouldn't spell it like the actual, you know, Crystal. Instead of with a C, I'd spell it with a K R I S T A L.
That's a very common thing. I feel like I'm pretty sure that's the way everyone spells, like, Crystal.
No, it's spelled the C-R-Y-S-T-A-L.
I know, but, like, when it comes to naming people, I'm pretty sure people do that all the time.
No, that's how they spell it. I don't know, man. I had a acquaintance named Crystal. I didn't really know her very well, but...
Acquaintance,
yeah. Her name was spelled C-R-Y-S-T-A-L.
Well, isn't she special?
Yeah. I'd want to spell it differently, though. Another good one that I actually came across recently, I didn't actually find anyone named this, but I thought it was a cool name, was Air.
Air.
Air. E-I-R. I don't know. That's kind of cool.
It's kind of like Mr. Ayers, that teacher.
Yeah.
when he took over my English class sophomore year, I was so confused about his name. It took me 2 weeks to understand what his name actually was.
Gosh.
And I was like, all right, well, our teacher's made of air, I guess. I don't, like, why do people name their kids after, like, elements? Or, like, just...
No, that isn't named after element, though. That's his last name. A-Y-E-R-S. Okay, countries I don't understand. Literally, like, I've met so many people named London.
Hey, India, how are you doing? Who names their kids London?
I don't know. It's a popular girl name in Virginia, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I met two people in Virginia with the name London.
That's such an odd name.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of cool, but
I was down in London last night. Oh, you went over to the UK? No, I was, you know, doing it with London. And you're just like, what?
Excuse me?
That's fucking weird, dude.
What are some other... Oh, it's not a first name, but it's a last name. I knew someone who had the last name of Firehammer.
What is this, Skyrim?
We give him jokes about it all the time, even though it was, like, the dopest last name. Because like, it was in fifth grade, and we, like, he was a pretty cool guy, but we'd always give him jokes about his last name, even though we all just, like, wanted to have that last name.
It's like a Skyrim Nord character. Iron Hammer, Fire Hammer. I am the Dragonborn. I don't understand. Like, if you're not... No, even if you're Nordic, I feel like those kind of last names are very weird in this time of age.
What are some, like... I don't know. I don't even know, like, any good Norse last names that are actually, like, common.
Oh, there's a lot of weird ones.
Yeah, I know there's some weird ones, but, like, I can't pronounce them, so I'm not even gonna try to.
Bjarhorgen.
Reminds me of that SpongeBob episode where he wakes up and goes, ding-ding-a-durgen.
That's like, Scottish, like... Scotland, I feel like they have, like, really weird names.
Oh, don't they have... Doesn't Scotland have, like, a really weird naming system?
Probably. Do they? I don't know. I know that, like, Hispanic people have, like, really long names for some fucking reason.
Well, because what they do is when they're married, they take the first name, when people get married in Spain, or in that culture, they take their last names and smush them together with a hyphen.
Yeah, but even then, there's a lot of, like, Spanish people that have just, like, six different names, and then their first and last name. Like, six different, like, middle names. It's really weird.
Oh,
have you ever seen that?
I've never noticed that.
It's really weird.
I know that names, especially, like, I know there was a baby, I think, at least 2 months ago. Maybe, I don't know, but their name is literally an emoji.
Oh, yeah, didn't the parents get sued over that or something? They got, something like stuck into a lawsuit because of that?
Yeah. They named their kid an emoji. I'm just like, what are you on? Because I want it.
Like, how do they expect their kid to be called in, like, a roll call or some shit?
Exactly.
Kid joins the military. All right, Jonathan Webler. And then he's like, here. And he calls out the next guy. Ethan something. Present. What the fuck is this name? Crying laughing emoji. Here, sir!
No,
what kind of bullshit name is that?
It's gotta be one of the numbers. It's gotta be like one of the number emojis. So it's like, oh god. Keycup one! Here!
This is like he's doing the roll call and like he's calling out everyone's names like immediately. And then he just stops and he just stares, squints, and he's like, laugh and crying emoji, dark skin tone 1, 2. Here, sir!
God.
I would feel so bad for that guy.
I feel bad for all the kids who are being named after anime characters.
I feel bad for all the kids being named after, like, just fictional characters in general. Like,
well, no. See, that, and the thing is, with fictional characters, that's, like, some of them actually have pretty cool names.
Harry Potter!
No, I didn't mean that. That's, like, obvious. No, stop.
There's so many kids named Harry Potter now.
There is?
Apparently.
Oh, God. I actually don't doubt it. Is that bad? Is that bad that I don't doubt that?
It's apparently a legal name, so I don't know. It's sad.
I know that there was a thing in Brazil.
Brazil.
Where, I actually don't know where it is. I'm not a big fan of soccer, so...
Soccer.
So, I don't know, wherever, what's his name? Messi? What is it?
If you're trying to ask me anything about sports...
M-E-S-S-I?
I don't know.
I don't know. See, okay, I follow football and, like, hockey. That's about it. So I'm not too knowledgeable on my soccer, but whatever his name is, Messi... It's like the really fit. I think he plays for Barcelona. I don't know. Regardless, they banned. So many people were naming their kids after him that they had to ban the name. So yeah, that was a thing.
That was the sound of me getting ready to vomit. I don't know what it is with me. Like I don't feel nauseous today. It's like a weird feeling where it's just like, you're gonna vomit. And it's like, no, you're not. Yeah, you are. But you're not nauseous, but you're gonna vomit. It doesn't make any sense.
Jeez.
I don't know, my brain is weird, dude. I have the executive of...
Function disorder. I have anastasia.
Anastasia. Hello. I come from a foreign country. I have anastasia. What is that? It had the brain disease.
I got a brain disease.
but sir, what kind of brain disease is that? I never heard of anastasia.
Anastasia.
It's a brain disorder. I don't know how to speak. Sir, I'm gonna have to ask you to visit a doctor. I don't know if I can really communicate with you. You seem to be from a foreign country, and you have some kind of like there's a barrier here, some kind of like mental barrier. Hey, it's okay. Alright, I don't know. What were we talking about?
We're talking about names.
Brazil.
Brazil. Or not Brazil. Not Brazil. It's probably Argentina.
Did you know that people who do Brazilian butt lifts are dying? Anyways. Just a random thing that I just remembered. Anyways.
Okay.
What were we talking about? Brazilian names?
We were talking about the fact that in Argentina, Barcelona, Brazil, I don't really know where the guy plays. Anyway. He got his name banned because so many people were naming their kids after him. So
when your name gets banned because everyone's using it,
yeah, seriously,
it's like, dude, I'm gonna become famous and everyone's like, I want to name my kid after a religion. Then Christianity gets banned.
Could you imagine? I know we have no laws against Christianity in the U.S., and we're not really supposed to, but, you see, this religion's getting too popular because too many people are naming their kids after it, so we're gonna have to ban it.
What if the government just starts banning things because people are naming their kids after it?
I would name my kid Muslim, and I name all my kids Muslim, just to get it banned in the U.S. Is that a problem?
U.S. reports are saying that now over 2 million children are now named Fortnite. U.S. Congress is now passing legislation to ban Fortnite. Hey, you were very off.
I'm shifting lanes, sir.
Oh, I didn't see the turning indicator. I thought you were, like, passing out. Anyways.
Dude, could you imagine, though? You get kids starting... You see kids getting named after, like, skins and, like, stuff like that. Oh, dude. Oh, God. Oh, God, man. No, I don't want to think about that future. We already have kids getting named Naruto. I'm good. I'm really good on the fictional names, guys. I mean, at least popular ones. Jeez.
Just like a news report. So we're going to have like a high of 78 today and a low of 39. So there's going to be a bit of raining in this county. And now, Cheryl, back to you. Okay, so we're getting reports of... There has been reported over 3 million cases of parents naming their newborn children...
after anime characters.
Fuck, I had the name and then I completely lost track. No! Where'd it go? I'm sad now.
You want to give me where it's from, generally? Give me a general...
I don't even remember now. I just, like, it was in my head, and then I got so distracted with this news report that it disappeared. I'm sad now. No. Oh! Wow, I'm fucking stupid. Hold on. Let's redo that. We're now getting reports of... There's now over 3 million reported cases of parents naming their newborn children AR-15. U.S. Congress has now gathered a conference earlier today, and they're going to pass legislation to ban AR-15s. The whole world fucking flips out. Snapchat from Scott the Duck with a penguin emoji. Huh?
Did you know that I knew a kid?
The average male penis size is 2.7 miles.
That's awesome. I'm definitely below average. You okay there, sir?
No, I'm not okay.
Okay. I think someone needs to take their meds.
Nigga, I don't have any medication.
Well, get some.
Hey, Dave Ramsey's still here. Anyways, what are you saying?
I'm saying you need to get some meds. You need to get the meds, kid. You need the meds. You need the meds to survive.
I don't know how to go to med school.
Sure. Just sure. This literally has gotten so far off the beaten path.
we stuck with two topics and then they just kind of just went off.
All right, back to names. No more distracting.
What a good podcast today.
I know. It's fantastic, right? So, what are some other, like, out of people that you've met, I don't know what that stuttering was for, like, 5 seconds in front of what I was trying to say. Out of people that you've met, what are the craziest names you've heard? Or just, like, the weirdest ones or cool, I don't know, notable ones, how about that?
I don't know, they've all been Russian. Because everyone that I've met everyone that I know has, like, very generic, like, common names. But, like, when I went to... Well, I mean, your name is not very common.
I was about to say. I've literally never met anyone in my life with the same name as me.
But, no, like... When I visited Estonia... Did I tell you about the Jewish camp that I had to stay in for 2 weeks? I didn't tell you that. I thought I told everybody. Alright, story time! So, in Estonia... I have... this childhood friend who I just actually figured out it was Jewish. He, like, we've known each other, goddamn, since, like, when we were 6-7 years old, because they came to visit us here in America. They stayed for, like, a few months, And then I went over to Estonia to, like, when I stayed with my grandma, I visited them and I hung out with them. And essentially, it's these two guys. One of them is, like, a year older than me, who I'm friends with. And then the other one is his brother, who is, like, around my sister's age. He's, like, 20, 25, 26 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the last time that I visited Estonia, which was the summer before junior year, I met them again, and they've grown a lot since I've seen them, and I then had found out that they were Jewish. I actually never knew that they were Jewish all along, in which I don't know why that's very relevant. Well, no, this is, it's relevant because of this. So, I had 2 weeks left in Estonia, and my mom was calling me, and she was like, hey, yo, you know, they're going to a camp for 2 weeks, and they're willing to invite you. And I was like, oh, camp, that sounds like fun, like, in Estonia, like, maybe I get to go into the wilderness or some shit.
See,
like,
you fell for the same trick that the Nazis got the Jews with.
Hey, kinda. So I was completely unaware of what this camp was.
Yeah.
And I had
no... It was a labor camp.
I had,
with a gas chamber.
I had no idea what to expect. And by the time I was done packing and getting ready, my mom then told me, oh, it's a Jewish camp. So you're going to be there with a ton of other kids from all over Northern Europe.
Who are Jewish.
And you're not Jewish. So have fun. Basically is what my mom said. I didn't know that this camp was going to take 2 weeks. I thought it was just going to be like a week and that was it. So I didn't pack much. I had like a backpack of like a few clothes and I regretted that. I feel like I regret going to that camp in general because it was... Well, I regret it, but I don't regret it because the people I met is what I don't regret, but everything else I regret. But,
Well, what was it?
So...
What'd you do?
Okay, so it first started off like we were... getting on a charter bus in Estonia.
Same trick as always!
We're getting on a charter bus, and I saw all these kids that I had no idea who these kids were. They were all, like, these Estonian kids, obviously.
See, they thought they were going to a fun camp, too.
Well, no, the thing is, these kids have gone to this camp. There's multiple camps in Northern... No. Okay, so all over Europe, there's all these Jewish camps.
Yeah, most of them are in Germany.
Okay,
but I'm sorry, I'll stop the Holocaust jokes. I'm so sorry.
There's tons and tons of Jewish camps that all these kids attend.
Yeah.
And they've been attending these camps for years. So, I was a fresh face. Yeah. I was someone that they've never seen before.
So, what's the first thing they asked you? Are you Jewish?
No, they asked me if I was, like, Russian or whatever. If I was Estonian. But, like... Basically, all these kids, they knew each other.
Yeah.
And the only person I knew was my friend. But he had all these other friends that he hung around, so I was kind of by myself, mainly, most of the time.
Sad.
And we go to this camp, and I was not expecting the amount of kids to be there. When you hear camp, you expect, like, oh, you're gonna be there with, like, maybe 200 kids or something. Like, not a lot of kids. I was there with, like, 600 or 700 kids.
So, like, our high school, basically.
Basically, yeah. And it wasn't just, like, my age group. It was, like, every age group of kids.
Jeez.
And apparently you can only attend these camps...
So, like, our high school.
Until you were 18.
So, like, our high school.
No, because there was, like, little kids that were, like, 6
exactly
years old.
Exactly, like our high school.
And, basically, a lot of these kids knew each other, because they all attended the same camps and shit. And I was just, like, this new face, and I was like, I'm American. No one else here is American. I'm the only one here who has no idea what the hell is going on. And we all had these, like, housings and stuff, where we all had, like, roommates, and, like, we all had these, like, certain things that we could do. There's a nasty truck in front of us that is spewing gas into
our
face.
Yeah, I was about to say.
And, every day we had, like, these...
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Sorry about that. Someone was about to hit my car. Not down with that. Okay.
That dude is so impatient. There's a fucking truck in front of us.
Jesus. Okay, continue. Sorry about that.
Anyways,
The downsides of doing a podcast in the car.
But yeah, every day, like, we woke up at 7 a.m., and we went out into this giant courtyard where we assembled in our groups that we had. And I was a part of the oldest group because I was 17. I had just turned 17. And the maximum age that you can attend this camp is 18. So I was a part of the oldest group. I think I was the oldest of everyone in that group. Or there might have been one kid that was older than me, but I don't know. And every day we... and like in the morning we had these... we had this kind of like... singing that we did that was all like just Jewish faith sort of stuff, and I had no idea what the hell was going on. The entire time I was at that camp, I was lost. The only thing I wasn't lost during was when I was in my room sleeping or when I was eating. Everything else that we did, I was always lost, confused, and alone.
That sounds like our high school.
Pretty much.
So basically with the high school, but Jewish themed.
And
what I'm hearing.
Everyone is either Latvian, Lithuanian, Estonian, Polish, and Russian.
Fun.
No one speaks English. well, I mean, one of my camp counselors that was a part of my group, he spoke English relatively well, so he was able to explain a lot of the things that happened. And he was, like, the only person I could talk to. And he was, like, this ginger guy who was, like, he looked like a hippie.
What's wrong with being a hippie?
I don't know. He was a goofy-looking dude. But, like, we always did all these different kinds of activities, and, like, we did, like, arts and crafts. We did dancing a lot. There was, like, a special building where they had, like, a dancing instructor, and everyone we danced every single day. Especially our group, because we were the oldest for some fucking reason. But I don't dance. I've never learned to dance, and I don't really care for dancing, so I would always just sit off to the
side. Was it, like, formal dancing, or is it, like...
It was always... No, it was never formal dancing. It was just normal, like, dancing. They would put on, like, all these random, classic Jewish songs, and they would just dance to them.
You should have put on Hard Boss in your headphones.
No. I don't even think I had a Hard Boss in my phone. I didn't have service at that place.
You should have done, like, you know, the Slav dance. You cross your arms across your chest, kick your legs out.
There would have been a lot of guys that joined. Dude, actually, there was a lot of people that wore red jackets or red shirts with a giant communist symbol on them. No joke. And these people were all Russian, too. Everyone at that camp spoke Russian, and they were wearing communist, like, attire. Which was really mind-blowing to me, because I didn't know if they were wearing it ironically or unironically.
I think because that's still kind of the... Isn't that the hammer and sickle still the flag of Russia? Is it still on there? No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
The flag of Russia.
I feel... Oh, wow. Wow, Tate. Wow.
And also, this camp was taking place... this camp was taking place in Latvia, too. So, in my group, dude, I was, like, so confused about my group in general, because a lot of the kids in the group were Russian and Latvian.
Yeah.
And they spoke Hebrew, too. So...
Well, I think most Jews can speak a little bit of Hebrew.
No, I mean, they do, yeah. And in our housing, we have three stories, and every story contains one, age group.
Yeah.
So, we were the age group that was on the top floor of our building.
Oh, you got a view.
Not really. I mean, everything was forest around us, so I couldn't really, like, see anything.
It's close enough.
And we had all these, like, chairs and stuff, and we would always, like, sit around this area, and they would, like, do these, like, Jewish lessons and stuff like that. All in Russian, so I never really, like... I didn't understand, like, half of the shit that they talked about. But I would be, like, sitting there on my phone playing a game or some shit, and then there's, like, some of the kids in my group would be, like, sitting next to me. Mm-hmm. They'd be speaking in Russian. I'd be listening to them, trying to understand what they're saying. And then they would slowly transition into Latvian and then into, like, Hebrew from Russian. And then I would just be sitting there and I'm, like, listening to Latvian and I'm like, what are you saying? What? How did you go from Russian to Latvian? Like, they just do it so randomly. Like, they just go, they would go from Russian to Latvian to Russian again and then just go on from, like, Latvian from there. It was so confusing. And I was always, like, I was always just like, I don't like this dude. I don't know what they're saying. I don't like this. And a lot of the kids did that. And I was, I don't know, I was just so alone at
so
that camp.
So confused and alone.
Of, like 600 kids, I was so alone. And,
sounds like my high school experience for the most part. Since everyone's speaking a different language than I am, I can tell you that.
Since we, came over from Estonia as well, everyone had a passport on them because we were transitioning between countries.
Yeah.
And, to do roll call, they called out everyone by their passports. And the dude that was calling out the names, he pulled out my passport, and the first time he called my name, and I said, hey, and then he was like, oh, you're American, and I was like, yeah, and he was like, oh, that's pretty cool, and then the second time, we went to, like, a gas station, and then everyone got back onto the bus, and he was doing roll call again, and then this time, he was like, the American, and I stood up, and I was like, yeah, I'm here, and everyone just kind of looked at me, and I was like, don't look at me, guys, I'm different, I am not like you. I'm outsider.
I am outsider to your culture.
So, yeah, on my old phone, I have a bunch of, like, random photos and shit that I did at that camp. And, like, videos, really weird videos that, that I took of what they did at that camp. But, there's a lot that happened. So, I think for the next podcast, if people want me to, I can continue doing, the podcast.
Yeah. All right, well, I think that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Really appreciate it.
What the hell did you just do? You just, like, did a weird hand gesture and then locked the doors.
Why do you think I did that?
Because Carson and Scott are hovering around the car right now.
Yep. Anyway, thank you guys for listening so much to our podcast. We really appreciate it. Yeah, that's all we got, so we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed our fucking weird names and my half-Jewish story. I'm not Jewish, but I went to a Jewish camp and people made fun of me for it. So, yeah, goodbye. We'll figure it out. Ah!